Most of the lower Midwest, portions of the Delta, and the southeastern states will be quite a bit colder than usual as we move forward through the next 5 days. The temperatures today in the forecast are actually a little bit colder for the southeastern states and the lower Delta than they were yesterday, and the prospects for a little bit of soft wheat damage in those areas is a little bit higher today. But for the lower Midwest, it doesn't look any different than it did yesterday. It still looks like most of that region, as well as the central U.S. plains, will likely encounter enough snowfall over the coming weekend that will likely protect most of the soft wheat, and even for that matter, the hard red wheat in the central plains from any crop damaging conditions. Now, it will be cold across some of these areas, colder than normal. Now, just to the south of the snowfield from northern Texas over to the parts of the Delta and into the interior sections of the southeast, the temperatures will be quite chilly without the snow on the ground, and those areas may be vulnerable to a little bit of damage, but at this point it's really hard to say whether or not there's going to be much of significance. These are minor producing areas for wheat, and certainly if you're a producer in those areas, it's an important occurrence, but I think relative to the nation's overall production, it's not going to be that big of a deal. The temperature forecast will continue to be one of cooler bias through a big part of the 2 weeks coming up, but a short-term bout of warming will occur in the second half of next week ahead of the next major storm system to impact the region. That major storm system will occur in the last days of March and the first day or two of April and will impact a very large percentage of the U.S. plains and the Midwest, as well as the Delta and southeastern states. General soakings of rain may occur with this event, along with a risk of severe thunderstorms and possibly some local flooding as well as some snow in the north. Now, before we get to that event, the near-term forecast is also somewhat wet, with a storm system coming up here for this weekend, beginning tonight and continuing into Saturday across the central plains. A significant snow and rain event will likely take place, and that system will work its way right through the heart of the Midwest as we move on deeper into the weekend. The amount of precipitation that occurs in the Midwest from the storm will probably run from 3 to 9 tenths of an inch, and there'll be some local totals maybe as high as 1.5 inches. We'll look for snow accumulations to probably run from 2 to 6, and some local amounts as high as 11 inches with this event. And a close monitoring of the storm system is going to be warranted. Now, those heavier amounts will probably be very localized. The majority of the snow will be a little bit lighter than that, but nevertheless, it'll be a significant event, especially for travel across the region and for some of the newborn cattle in some areas. Especially concerns are high out there in the central plains where it is calving season, and the newborns will be certainly threatened by this weather. The temperature forecast across the majority of the Midwest is still colder than normal, obviously. We'll likely see the temperatures staying notably below average. The biggest anomalies this weekend are going to be in the plains, but as we move into early next week, the cold anomalies will be right over the heart of the Midwest. Our high temperatures today will be running mostly in the 30s with a few 20s in the northwest, and then we'll see some 40s across the south from Kansas over to parts of southern Indiana and Kentucky. Well, high temperatures as we move on into Saturday afternoon will be a little bit warmer in the lower eastern Midwest with some 50s and maybe even temperatures pushing up close to 60 degrees south of the Ohio River. Everybody else, though, will still be looking at 30-degree highs. Sunday's highs will be 30s as well, with some 40s in the Ohio River Valley. And then at low temperatures at night over these next few nights are going to be running mostly in the teens and 20s. We will see a bit of a warm-up, though, on Sunday and Monday, where low temperatures in the southeastern part of the Midwest will likely get into the 30s and maybe even touch upon 40 degrees real briefly. But then the cold air comes in behind that storm system next week, and we'll likely see the temperatures well below average Monday through Wednesday, and a slow recovery in the second half of the week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.